competition is the Sarada International Composition Competition in Antwerp. I think based in the conservatory there, and it's the brief was to send in pieces for solo violin, preferably one fast movement and one slow movement. So I wrote a piece, basically a slow movement followed by a fast movement, which kind of recapitulates the slow movement at the end, and found out that I'd made the final. So the final's at the end of March, and I'm going over there where it will be performed and see what happens. It's the first time I've got anywhere in an international competition. I've entered one or two others, and then I've entered a few in Ireland as well. I won the West Cork thing last year. There's a violinist who I work with a lot, Colm O'Brien, who I had wanted to write a piece for as well, and so it was kind of, even though it was written with him in mind, I wrote it specifically for the competition as well, and it's worked out well, and he's going to go over and play it, so it's very convenient.
And when will that happen?
It's on the 25th of March.
And you'll be going over for that as well?
Yeah.
And tell me about the other piece, because you're quite busy. You've got a couple of things coming. I see the ICC, you have a concert coming up with our piece being performed with them next week on the 7th of March.
Yeah.
And then also in April, you're part of the Free State concert, the Crash Ensemble concert. Tell me about the piece that you've been selected for to be have performed in that concert.
It's called Miniature for Cello and Piano, and it's the title is pretty self-explanatory. It's quite a short piece. It's pretty minimalist. There's very little material in it. It's kind of one sort of motif which is bashed out repeatedly and changes tempo a lot. And I think it's a good piece. I'm happy with it.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What are you doing currently? What stage are you at in your studies?
I'm in second year in the Royal Irish Academy of Music, studying under Kevin O'Connell and Jonathan Mangle, doing composition, and also getting viola lessons from Liz Chibby there as well. So I'm playing a lot of viola and doing a lot of composing, which is great. So I think it's a great place to be. I really like it there. And the teachers are all brilliant.
And how long have you been composing for?
It depends if you count sort of early electronic efforts or if you start with real pieces for acoustic instruments. I kind of started writing for acoustic instruments maybe when I was 17. But I'd been messing around with various computer programs probably since I was about 12, writing things which wouldn't have translated to the real world very well. But it sort of took off when I was about 16, and I decided that was what I wanted to do.
And, in terms of, musical influences or how you'd see your music, I know it's difficult to say for any composers because it's continually evolving, and I'd imagine particularly in when you're studying you're being exposed to lots of different influences and lots of different ideas. But where do you think you currently stand on all of that?
It is a tough question because my style can vary hugely from one piece to the next. Like the Crash Ensemble piece is very minimalist. The violin piece is totally different, much more, I hesitate to say classical, but much more formally sort of classical, I suppose, and just very different from, it's not even that the style, my style evolved, it's almost like it sort of jumps back and forth between the two, and probably between other things as well.
Just going back to the to the Crash Ensemble, the Free State concert, how important is it for you as a young up and coming emerging composer to have this?
It was sort of when I started in the academy, it was kind of on my 10-year long term goals list. So I think it's really great. I love Crash Ensemble. I go to as many of their concerts as I can. They're always top class.
Mm.
Brilliant musicians and brilliant programming as well. And so I'm really excited about it.
As to music that you listen to yourself, or that you're, you know, kind of engaged by, you know, what sort of music do you listen to?
All sorts, but I go to a lot of contemporary music concerts, so I absorb a lot of that. And then I listen to, there are a few composers in particular who I listen to all the time, which would be Schubert and Beethoven, Bartok, Bach, and then I suppose a lot of the other top composers as well. Then I listen to a fair bit of electronic music, more kind of mainstream electronic, a bit of pop, but not that much at the moment. All sorts of stuff, really. I love Baroque music as well. So,
Is there anything else that you have coming up beyond April that you want to?
There are a few other performances, but the main thing is that I'm launching and directing a new group in the Academy, sort of funded by the Academy, but run by students, called Kirkos, which is a contemporary music ensemble. And we're going to have our launch concert in sort of mid to late April, sorry, in St. Anne's Church on Dawson Street, which will be a concert of compositions by current students, alumni and teachers from the Academy. And so I've got a really good bunch of players. We start rehearsing some of the pieces and it's all very exciting. So we're hoping to launch a concert series off that, and it should be a really good event.
That's brilliant. That's great to hear. Congratulations on that. It's a great achievement. So will you be conducting it, or?
No, I won't be conducting. There will be probably one piece that needs a conductor, but I'll be avoiding that. I'll be playing in it and sort of organising it, but not conducting.
Great. Well, that's really, really wonderful to see. And look forward to hearing more about that.
Right.